Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Top six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acree and David Longinotti.
Welcome in on a beautiful Saturday to Oaklawn Race Day. Justin Acree, David Longinotti. We'll be joined by Jeff Taylor in just a second. And last weekend, just about a perfect Saturday for the Arkansas Derby and a collection of great stakes races. And David, I will start out by patting you on the back for your call on Cyberknife, the Arkansas Derby winner. And now we think, I would imagine, pointed towards the Kentucky Derby. He won't be alone with Arkansas connections, but certainly good call. I thank you, my friend, as you helped me to a few bucks along the way last weekend.
Well, happy to do so. And, it actually that race actually kind of resurrected what was up to that point a bad day for me. Sometimes it doesn't matter how many losers you pick early in the card. If you pick a winner of a big race, hopefully that's all people will remember.
Well, that's all I'm going to give you credit for. I don't even know about what else happened that day. So we'll just go with that, and we'll focus on that today. We'll bring in Jeff Taylor and get his thoughts on it in a second here as well. Real quick, want to mention today, gates are already open. First post is at 1:10 races on tap. Beautiful skies today and about 80 degrees on tap for tomorrow. So really a great weekend all the way through. 9 races tomorrow, same post time. 1 o'clock. If you can't make it down to Oaklawn, I hate it for you, but you can still get a piece of the action, bet.oaklawn.com online, or if you're an Apple user, download the app, and it's still Buzz22 for you new users, $150 sign-up bonus. Still 4 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby. There are many years, obviously, where the Arkansas Derby was the final Saturday of the season, but still a whole month left of live racing in Oaklawn, and that is great for those of you who love to get down there and take advantage, and obviously the weather is turning the right way right now, and a great weekend on tap. Let's bring in Jeff Taylor. And Jeff, we talked about Cyberknife. I already praised Lon, so you don't have to heap any more on him. But it was certainly an amazing day for all of Hot Springs. I mean, had a great crowd on hand. Weather was beautiful. Infield was packed. It was just a fantastic day, I think, and a great way to showcase a great facility at Oaklawn.
Yeah, 25 mil, I think, was the total number as far as the handle for the afternoon goes, which bested last year's number by, I think, about 4 million. So I know David and the rest of the management, very happy about those numbers. And, hats off to Mr. Guru. I thought initially maybe he was moving a little bit too early and was not alone in the press box thinking that. But that was actually a winning move that he made there into the second turn to go ahead and go after the leaders and challenge between horses. He knew where the filly was. He knew Barber Road was still behind him. The pace had slowed down to the point, I thought, where he maybe felt like he needed to go. And that turned out to be the difference in the race. If he waits, that hole may not be there later in the turn or even in the upper stretch portion of the race. And by that time, the filly's in high gear. But Flo had a great afternoon, and that kind of capped things off for him. I think he accounted for all three of the graded stakes events last Saturday. And everything he did just seemed to turn out right. The decisions that his agent made going into the afternoon about who to ride and where obviously paid big dividends. But as you say, Justin, just a great magical Saturday. It's Derby Day always here at Oaklawn. Granted, it's a little bit earlier this year, but the atmosphere was every bit as electric as we've come to know it.
Yeah, no question. Yes, it was. Barber Road also. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
60,000 people on hand, and it. I know a lot of us old timers at Oaklawn were walking around going, "Wow, this is just like the old days." Because if you think back, I mean, it's really our first true Arkansas Derby day since 2019. And in 2019, we had miserable weather that year, if you'll remember. So, I mean, it was our first good weather Derby day in quite some time. The racing fans of Central Arkansas responded, and we're very thankful to them.
David, let's talk about Barber Road, the picture of consistency this year, you know, getting in the top three in all of the prep races at Oaklawn. His performance, I would think, certainly garners a trip to Kentucky here the first weekend in May. And then we got to talk about Secret Oath, too. Great finish by her, just ran out of space there, but she was kind of, you know, got off to a slow start but finished strong. And now we assume pointed towards the Oaks at Kentucky?
Secret Oath will be going in the Oaks, and I think she'll be one of the leading contenders. Of course, we've got some prep races today for the fillies as well, so we'll learn more today. There's some decent prep races at Santa Anita as well as Aqueduct, and there's one yesterday at Keeneland. The Ashland came out with a winner by the name of Nest, who looks pretty good as well. So I think Secret Oath was very impressive, and you know, JT talked about the winning move the Cyberknife made. You know, some people are questioning that Secret Oath may have made that winning move but made it too early. So perhaps if Luis Contreras was able to wait on her a little bit, I don't think it would have made a difference on her winning the race, but I think certainly Barber Road may have had a tougher time running her down for second.
So the question now becomes, JT, how many horses with Oakland connections end up in Kentucky? Unoho, the story came out this week, obviously plenty of points, 10th with 54, pointed that way despite not hitting the board in the Arkansas Derby. Got to assume Barber Road, Cyberknife, obviously. Any other horses to keep an eye on with Arkansas connections here that you'll be looking at for that first Saturday in May?
Well, Zozos, who had an excellent race down at the Fairgrounds in the Louisiana Derby, he was a winner here earlier in the meeting for Brad Cox. Certainly we're going to be looking at him. And I just keep going back to the filly. I'd be remiss if I didn't compliment those connections on taking a gutty move and go ahead and putting her in against the boys. And she had a tough trip, without a doubt. She was bounced around at the start, cost her a couple of lengths, and Louis had so much filly under him. Going into the fourth turn, he had to tip out those six wide, lost a ton of ground to Barber Road, and again was so game and giving the second spot up to that one late. But she'll be, I think she will be the favorite unless something looks really impressive today in some of these Oaks races. But she's the one to beat with that kind of effort against those kind of competition, meaning male opponents. I think without a doubt she's going to be the favorite for the Oaks come the first Friday in May.
And obviously that opened up, you know, other opportunities for horses in the fantasy stakes. Uguri, which was obviously a short price going in, ended up getting home first, and another horse that we'll see in the Oaks.
Well,
ran a much improved race. Go ahead, David.
I was wanting to talk about the horse that ran second in that race for Danny Pites, Pagin, who I thought ran a huge, huge race that day. Ran second in the fantasy, so now she's going to have points to get into the Oaks as well. And, of course, you know, Brad Cox's Bubble Rock, her first race on the dirt after officiating on artificial, she ran a heck of a race as well. Uguri got away with what I think was a little bit of a soft pace in the fantasy. And with Echo Zulu going into the Oaks, I'm afraid she's not going to be able to get that kind of a soft pace in the Oaks. But you never know what's going to happen on the – we talked about the first Saturday in May. The first Friday in May can sometimes bring us surprises as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with David. I thought Pisces Philly ran really, really well. She didn't have the best of trips, was forwardly placed, but in a little tight along the rail. And as you mentioned, David, the pace picture for the Oaks this year looks pretty quick because Ugo just kind of rolls only one speed, and that's go to the front, as does Echo Zulu, who was life and death, I might add, at about 1-9 or even shorter in price when she came back in an allowance race a couple of weeks ago down at the fairgrounds. It'll be interesting to see how those two shake out. But Bison Philly, I don't think I would trade too many places with her. Begain, she'll be a decent price as well, 11-1 in the fantasy. She'll be 15-20-1, and she will definitely get a look from me awful hard for at least part of it at a good price.
Quickly, the other stakes races, David, last weekend, and a lot of, you know, buzz connections are pretty obvious with Frank Fletcher. Frank's Rocket, heavy favorite, and ended up having to settle for second. I know we had a lot of disappointed people around the station, but very impressive performance by Acting Out, getting home first in the carousel.
Well, I think Frank's Rocket was kind of a victim of circumstances in that race. Acting Out got away to a pretty easy, a really comfortable lead, and the pace was not as quick as, or she didn't get pressed as much as I thought she would early to kind of set up Frank's Rocket's late move. So I think Frank's Rocket, I think we'll see more from her. She was a victim of circumstances, I think, in the carousel. The other horse that would obviously, you know, Giroux, his other win on Folsom in the Oaklawn Mile, I think we're going to hear a lot from him, considering that was his first start as a four-year-old. And he hadn't started since the Pennsylvania Derby in September, and he came closing very, very late to get up at that one-mile distance. As we all know, that's hard to do at Oaklawn with the short stretch. So I think we'll be hearing a lot from him as well.
Yeah. In our second segment,
Jeff. Oaklawn Mile has become, and you know, it's grade three. I think it's graded for the first time this year. Its history is relatively short, only four or five previous runnings, Justin. But this race packs some clout. You're going to hear a lot, I think. Zazine is a top flight sprinter from trainer Baffert out there on the West Coast. He ran a pretty good one to get it beat. Only a Neck is the favorite. Necker Island, Silver Prospector. I mean, these are very useful type horses. And the Mile, I was not a fan of initially. It's just going the distance. Years and years ago when we started this little short stretch run for the distance here, but it has turned out to be the Mile that is, I think, one of the premier races that we have here anymore. And you know, a lot of horses have become specialty milers. They're kind of extended sprint types. Then you have the other horses that aren't quite maybe up to the task of a grade one middle distance, but this Mile here brings kind of all those ingredients together, and it really makes for an interesting race.
JT, we've got three prep races today we're going to touch on coming up in our second segment. But last week, and of course, a couple of others. Usually the Arkansas Derby doesn't have to share the spotlight, and certainly really didn't have to share it too much around here. But Florida Derby, you know, fairly chalky. I mean, pretty well thought of horses. White Abario comes home first, four of five lifetime, I should say. Simplification, a horse a lot of people had their eye on, ended up having to settle for third. And just wanted to get your thoughts on the way the Florida Derby shook out. And then of course, we had the Jeff Ruby Stakes as well with Tis the Bomb winning that one.
Well, I thought it was a good race, the Florida Derby, very professional by White Abario. He kind of just backed up his previous Gulfstream win down there and his success that he's had this winter. But I was more impressed with Charges, making just his third start for trainer Todd Fletcher. If he doesn't lug in, not once, but twice in the late going, I think he's going to be right there. I would have been Luis Saez. I think I would have let have him continue to lug in that second time and come up inside White Abario and probably challenge late at the wire. But if he gets his act together in only his fourth start in the Kentucky Derby, he obviously has the talent. And if he can get his act together down the lane, he is going to be without a doubt a big factor.
Launch, before we hit the break, anybody impress you outside of Oaklawn last weekend?
Well, I mean, obviously, Charge It was the one that caught my eye in the Florida Derby as well. You're going to hear a lot in the coming weeks about the times in the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby not being maybe as quick as expected. But, you know, yeah. The other horse that I think everyone should take a look at, another Brad Cox horse, a runner-up in the Jeff Ruby Stakes, Tawny Port, also very lightly raced and closed very well on that artificial surface and may actually prefer the dirt.
All right, we've got three Kentucky Derby preps to talk about in our second segment, and we'll touch on a few other items of note. Stay tuned. Much more Oaklawn Race Day coming up next on 103.7 The Buzz.
Live racing at Oaklawn is back, and it's bigger than ever.
They're off.
With more race days and more ways to enjoy them, with a new luxury hotel, more dining options, and world-class thoroughbred racing, this season is like no other. Book your escape, buy your seats, and make your dining reservations at oaklawn.com today. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You like to fish? You got a big catch you're proud of? Send us a photo for your chance to have your catch featured on 103.7 The Buzz social media. Upload your photos at 103.7thebuzz.com. Brought to you by Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Go fish!
Fence Brokers presents 2021 SEC Softball Pitcher of the Year, Mary Half, when she joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to talk about everything under the sun, including softball. Mary Half every Monday morning, presented by Fence Brokers. Going the extra mile, only on Morning Mayhem.
Welcome back, Oaklawn Race Day. Jeff Taylor, Justin Ankry, and David Longinati. We had a few prep races last weekend. We got three more this weekend for Kentucky Derby points. And David, I'll start with you. We'll start on the East Coast. The Wood Memorial, the 8th of 11, around 3:30 Central Time. $750,000 up for grabs, and a couple of interesting horses in here. Early voting in the three hole, won the Withers in an unimpressive time, relatively, ahead of Unoho, a horse that has become well known to Arkansas fans. And then Morello in the five hole, another horse to keep an eye on. 3-for-3 lifetime out of Classic Empire, a horse that I think, again, Arkansas fans well familiar with, and morning line at 8-to-5.
And trained by Steve Asmussen. So there's, you know, if things turn out the way a lot of people expect today in the wood, Steve Asmussen, if Morello is as impressive as he has been, Steve Asmussen will be holding a very, very hot hand for the Kentucky Derby with both Morello and Epicenter. I am, however, going to look elsewhere because he's the 8-to-5 program favorite, and I expect he'll be shorter priced than that. I'm going with a long shot in this race, the 7 AP Secret, trained by Sassy Joseph Jr., who's having a heck of a racing season down at Gulfstream. He was in the Fountain of Youth, kind of got caught up in a little bit of the trouble in that race when he clipped heels about the quarter pole, and he was real close to the lead at that point. He's 20-to-1 in the morning line. I don't expect he'll be that rich, but if you're looking for an upset special in the wood, I'm recommending taking a look at the 7 AP's Secret.
Okay. JT, also have a Pletcher horse along the rail. He's got a couple in here. Mo Donegal, a horse that's got some points collected already, 5-to-2 on the morning line. I know you're trying to get away from these short prices as well. Where are you looking?
Well, I looked long and hard at Mo Donegal. I like the way he finished up with such enthusiasm in the Holy Bull Alvarado beating that day, but certainly no disgrace the way he came back and won the Florida Derby last week. But something troubles me with Mo Donegal. You know, Irad Ortiz, probably one of the most, if not the most sought-after riders in the entire country, takes off of this colt. After riding him in his last three, he ends up on a maiden in the Bluegrass, and we'll talk more about that race in just a bit. But I'm like David. I'm shopping elsewhere for some better pricing, and I settled on number 6, Skippy Longstocking, here at 15-to-1 in the line. Colt that's only been around the ground twice. The first time, he looked very good in breaking his maiden by over 10 lengths. The other time, he caught a race with virtually zero pace in it. And I think the pacing here is going to be extremely quick. I think Morello, who's never been two turns, he's shown sprint speed. He's got to be close long-term to his inside. Those two are going to break together. That one's got a lot of speed, as does number 3, Early Voting, who wired that group in the Withers that you mentioned. So I think Skippy Longstocking may be able to exploit the hot pace in here. It's going to be a big price. And, David, I'm looking at this race. I just get this vibe that something strange is going to happen here, which kind of lends me to believe that maybe you and I may be on the right track getting some of these double-digit horses in the mix.
And if you remember last week, last year, the Wood Memorial, I think, came up buckets in all three of the top spots with horses that were huge long shots. So the Wood sometimes is a great race for looking for long shots.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. I'm going to box 6 and 7, and if I hit it, I'm going to have a nice steak dinner courtesy of my two buddies on Oakland Race Day. So let's hope that works out. I like it. You get a 20-to-1 and a 15-to-1. We'll see what it looks like when we actually go off. JT, you mentioned Keeneland and the Bluegrass Stakes, and obviously that is a card that's, a run at Keeneland that's just getting underway for the spring season. They'll go through the 29th of April. Bluegrass Stakes will be the 9th of 11 today over there, and a couple of short price horses in here, but a nice full field, unlike the last race we're going to talk about today. Where are you looking?
Yeah, this is a great race, probably one of the deeper, if not the deepest, threats that we have seen so far. A lot of these races coming up with 8 or 9 and just maybe a handful of contenders, but this race is easily 6 or 7 deep. I may be crazy, but I'm going to land on this horse that Irad Ortiz rides. That's the one horse, Command Performance, maiden in stakes company, grade 1 stakes company, I might add, but it is with an asterisk. This horse ran 4th to the Breeders' Cup champion and 2-year-old champion, Corniche, in his last start as a 2-year-old. One start this year, he was 1-to-20. 1-to-20, that's 5 cents on the dollar, and got beat in a maiden race at Tampa earlier this year. It was over a racetrack that was favoring speed. However, he lost a horse called Fenwick, who just happens to be on the outside of him today when they break 1-2 down there on the inside. But Command Performance is a much better horse than what he showed last time out. He comes back with a nice workout between starts. Todd Fletcher, very good in getting horses ready in their second start back off extended layoff. So here's another horse that's going to be a big price. And I mentioned Irad. He shows up somehow, some way on board this maiden in the grade 1 Bluegrass. If it looks kind of curious, I look going a little bit deeper, and I can actually make a case for this one horse to at least get a piece of this.
David, also have the runner-up for the Rebel in here, Ethereal Road, the Dwayne Lucas horse, 20-1 on the morning line, among the 12. Where are you looking?
Well, and I think Ethereal Road needs points to get. He's going to need to finish at least second, or maybe third. That could give him enough points to get into the Derby for Dwayne Lucas. I'm looking for a little horse that's a little bit more logical, although not the heavy favorite. The four horse Zandon, trained by Chad Brown, ran third in the Risen Star. Had a little bit of a trouble in that race. Kind of hopped at the start. Was last early. Was making a pretty good move and just got outfinished by Smile Happy, who's a horse we've talked about all year. He was the runner-up in the Risen Star. He's 9-5. Zandon 5-2 in the morning line. I'm not going way out on a limb here, but I like his race. I like the way he performed a little bit better in the Risen Star than Smile Happy did.
All right, let's move on to Santa Anita, David, and the 6th of 12, right in the middle of the card, kind of an interesting way of doing things out at Santa Anita for the Santa Anita Derby, $750,000 up, and a very short field here, and this is the essence of a two-horse race right in the middle of the field. You got Forbidden Kingdom at 6-5 on the morning line, and a horse you've been high on. I don't like to put your horse in my mouth, as you like to say, but you've been big on Messier all the way through the season. Ran a monster first in the Robert B. Lewis, skipped the following one, the San Felipe, and now comes back here to collect maybe another win. And again, another horse that I guess these are the Baffert understudies that are being trained now, So obviously he'll have a great look at Kentucky, I would think, if he performs as we expect today.
Well, and he is definitely the one to beat. Trainer Tim Yakting will leg up Hall of Famer John Velasquez aboard him, who rode him last time to his 15-length win. Now, there has been talk about some of his workouts since the Lewis in February have not been as impressive as what they were going into that race. But he's got two black type, two bullet workouts under him. I think he's been trained pretty well for this. Forbidden Kingdom, I think he's a one-dimensional speed type horse that now if these two are going to hook up, you have to look elsewhere, but it's hard to look elsewhere. The only one that jumps off the page at me, perhaps for an upsetter, is the six-horse Taba, who's also a Baffert to Tim Yakting move, who's just coming off of a maiden special weight ring going 6 furlongs and now stretches out to 1 1/8 miles. This horse was a $1.7 million purchase. So obviously they have high hopes for him.
So you're going to stay with the four, though?
I'm going with the six. If I'm going to go for a price, I'm going to go with the six, Taba.
All right, very good. Yeah, out of Gunrunner obviously has a lot to do with the sale price and also even though only one race under his belt, 4-1 on the morning line. All right, JT, quickly, your thoughts on this one.
Well, I'm not going to get orthodox all of a sudden. Two short prices, like you say, the 3 and the 4. I also was with David a little bit going to the 6 at a little better price, but I'm going to swing for the fences. Number 5, Win the Day is going to be my selection to at least break up this short price trifecta, get some of it, hopefully. Big run, maiden winner last time out, made one big rallying move. Little bit of speed in here, more than a little bit. I think should set the race up for maybe somebody to come and pick up the pieces, and I hope that somebody is number 5, Win the Day, 20-1. In the morning line.
All right, got to hit a break, guys, and we'll come back and wrap things up. Got a couple of stakes races at Oakland, Arkansas Breds, Rainbow Miss, and the Rainbow Stakes today. Also, Kentucky Oaks points races, Gazelle at Aqueduct, and the Santa Anita Oaks is also being run today. And as David mentioned earlier, already had an Oaks race in the books from opening day over at Keeneland. So we'll talk a little more about Oakland, get your best bets, long shots, all coming up on Oakland Race Day. Stay with us.
Arkansas families are fortunate to have two tried and true conservatives in the U.S. Senate, John Bozeman and Tom Cotton. They need your help to continue the fight to protect our nation from the left. And that's why Senator Cotton has a special message for you.
In the Army, we depended on our brothers. In Washington, I depend on John Bozeman. We work as a team, agreeing on nearly every vote. John Bozeman fights to secure our border. He fights to protect the unborn. He fights to stop Biden's crushing inflation.
Tom Cotton and John Bozeman stand together and stand with Arkansas conservatives.
John Bozeman is our conservative fighter. He has my support, and President Trump's endorsement. I need you to join me in voting for John Bozeman.
Endorsed by President Trump and Senator Cotton, John Bozeman for Senate. Paid for by Bozeman for Arkansas.
I'm John Bozeman, and I approve this message.
All right, welcome back. Final segment on Oakland Race Day. Let's get to it. JT, let's dive in. Rainbow Miss here. Arkansas-bred fillies and 6 furlongs out in front of them. Where are you looking?
I'm going to go to the rail here. Number one Pattern Bet, a little better price, a lot better price, as a matter of fact, than her last two. She's still a maiden, finished second in all three of her career starts, second to an older horse called Summer Shoes last time out. I think she's back in with the reins group, her own age group today, straight three-year-old company. Gets her finally over the hump, and again, at 9-2, much better price than what we've become accustomed to. Number one, Pattern Bet.
Launch?
Excuse me, got to hit that red button. Got to remember, hit the red button coming out of the break. Pattern Bet is my second pick, and she is the one that I would look at for an upset, but I've just been impressed with the three filly one way or another, trained by Randy Morse. Both of her career starts have been very impressive to me. She can go to the, she's, you know, very quick out of the gate. She won her first race by a length and a really good time, and then came back and ran against the boys in an allowance race and got beat by 110 Stadium, who's going to be the favorite in the Rainbow two races later. So she is going to be a short price, 5-2 in the morning line. I expect she'll be a little bit shorter than that, but I really do like her a lot today.
All right. Well, you mentioned 110 Stadium coming out of the 7-hole in the Rainbow today. Who do you like here? Pretty competitive group. We've got a number of horses at 5-1 or less.
Well, you know, all my old fraternity brothers at the University of Arkansas and Sigma Newhouse will not allow me to bet a horse named after the address of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon house, 110 Stadium. So I cannot go with them. So as an upset, I'm going to go with the 6-horse Wayland Springs, who just ran who is coming off of a pretty good maiden special weight race, but his other races have been right there as well, other than you throw out his one race around two turns, and he looks really good. John Ortiz has been doing very, very well lately, so mm-hmm. Wayland Springs, my upset special over 110 Stadium in the Rainbow.
All right, JT, Greek associations aside, who do you like?
Well, as a confirmed independent when I was going to college, I'm not going to go to 110 Stadium either. I like number two, Peace Dog, to get part of this. I think he has a very effective running style. There should be a legitimate pace in here. He gets a pretty good trip, I think, down there under Alex Kincherry. Talking in a second flight, and I think he runs his race. He was close to 110 Stadium, less than a length separated them last time. Big difference in their prices today, however. 6-1 on Peace Dog, probably 2-1 on 110 Stadium. I'll take Peace Dog.
All right, JT, best bet of the day?
That's going to come in race number two, number 6, Rio Lady. Nice solid workout between starts here for this, I think, reformed maiden. Didn't run much in her debut, but she improved to a solid second last time out. Nearly just came close to getting the money. Didn't get over the hump, though, but I think she does that today. Plenty of speed in here for her to run at. Number 6, Rio Lady in the second.
All right, David, tight on time, so best bet. You can move right into long shot.
Well, my best bet is the same as JT's, Rio Lady in the second race. My long shot pick, race number 5, horse number 5, War Detonator, 8-1 in the morning line, and I think she's got a pretty good chance of getting there, about 8-1, 7-1, somewhere in that range. So long shot, race 5, horse 5.
I like it.
And my long shot's going to be in the opener, number 6, Grand Design. Lonesome speed in there. I think he gets loose just like he did last time out and winning off by almost a dozen lengths to Fairgrounds. Number 6, Grand Design, my Buzz long shot, play of the day in the opener.
All right, awesome. Great day on tap, great weekend on tap. Get down to Oakland if you can't make it again. You can go to the Apple App Store, get your Oakland Anywhere app set up, or bet.oakland.com, and, of course, oakland.com for all information of things happening at the facility, rooms, and fun, and dining, and a lot of horse racing, too. Don't forget, you can also go to the Sportsbook. Got the Masters going on today, and Arkansas baseball at noon. You can even wager on college baseball these days. All right, CalFleet Sprint Handicaps next weekend. We'll talk about that and some other races of note. Good luck, everybody. We'll join you next week on Oakland Race Day.
Is alongside Swiss Skydiver, and these two have raced away.
Come to Oak Lawn now for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver gonna make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oak Lawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to OakLawnAnywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oak Lawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oak Lawn, sign up for Oak Lawn Rewards and play $100 on us.